in place, which that amendment might do. I don't.
Well,
escorts patients. I might be down the hallway to another room. So, but I think maybe we're talking about a transportation facility. We transport by air, probably. So if you just took out by foot as an ambulance.
Well, Mr. Chairman, if you took out the whole phrase and an aircraft not equipped as an ambulance, the whole clause, that would cover everything, right?
Right.
If you just take out not equipped as an ambulance, it would cover all aircraft, wouldn't cover anything else. Without the author of the letter to elaborate on the proposed amendment, I can't comment further. It's a policy question, of course, as to how far you want to extend the immunity. And I think reasonable people can reach a reasonable decision on that.
Great.
I think the policy probably pertains to some kind of vehicle for transport, such as an ambulance or an aircraft or so forth, as opposed to just an escort.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we need to broaden it beyond just an aircraft. So I understand a physician.
Chairman?
Speak.
Well, I'm not sure what the intent of the committee is or the intent of Representative Greening, but what you could probably do, since what they're talking about here is transportation of patients when they're not in from one facility to another or to a hospital or something like that, you could probably substitute language that would limit it to that type of activity. This wouldn't be 100% accurate, but something like in a vehicle not equipped as an ambulance. Probably a little bit tighter language than that could be developed, because what we're talking about is escorting people who are being transported for the purposes of getting adequate care. And the person's got a better chance if you move them, you know, to a place where they can get the proper kind of treatment or the proper type of facilities are available. Generally speaking, that's the best thing to do. But if somebody's going to be held liable because they were moved in an aircraft that wasn't equipped as an ambulance or in a a sled or something, then they maybe not do it. The person dies. So they're not liable because they provided the best care they could under the circumstance, but the patient's dead. So the idea here is to give people the incentive, or at least take away the liability of that is connected now with transporting people to the place where they're going to have the best chance to either recover or we get treatment. That's the idea behind it. So I guess you could write language up that would cover that. That's the intent, that section.
Okay, are there further questions? Okay, if not, thank you, Speaker. Are there other persons who are here to testify on this legislation?
Mr.
Chair, my name is Thomas Scott. I'm the coordinator of the Emergency Medical Services Section of the Division of Public Health. And I'm here to represent the Department of Health and Social Services. The department supports the concepts of both bills, but is unable to recommend any increase over the governor's budget request, which both of these bills do include. I am under the understanding that the committee has copies of the position papers on both bills, and therefore I'll just be willing to take any questions. The speaker has covered it pretty well.
Mr. Scott, we do have copies of the department's position, and they're similar to other positions. There are a number of suggested amendments that the department has advanced.
Steve, I don't have copies of any of that stuff.
It's in the bill folder of 896.
I have a bill folder with nothing in it.
Huh?
Yeah.
I don't have copies of their amendments nor their position papers.
You don't have this thing here?
Nope.
No.
Yeah, I
do. You don't have this thing here?
I don't know why.
It's all right.
Well, there are a number of suggested amendments, and I think that we should discuss them. If we don't have them in our bill folders, we'll get them in there shortly. We'll take recesses. Are there further questions on the bill? 896. Are there motions with respect to the bill?
Just a second. How about that question that was brought up by that address? The Laurel Park.
Did you see that one?
The people got that?
Yeah.
It's a little hard. She doesn't say what her objection is.
She just says, well, it's on page 3, the bottom. She says the equal phrase is too restricted.
Could you change that language to any vehicle? Don't necessarily have to be an airplane.
Mm-hmm. Any kind of truck or car or a snow machine or a dog sled or whatever. You can transport to somebody that's hurt, and the faster you can get them to the hospital to keep them from bleeding to death, well, I don't think anybody can use them for that. I don't think it should be just limited to aircraft. It should be limited to any vehicle not equipped as an ambulance.
I think that you know, the proposed amendment is a good idea. The basic purpose of the section there is if somebody's escorting a person and they're, you know, doing the best they can, they're providing the care at the level they're trained to. It doesn't cover negligence or gross negligence or anything like that. They're not going to be held liable because they tried to help the person out. Under present law, they may be. So, you know, somebody that doesn't have a lot of courage, maybe, might just let the patient sit there and die. And,
Chairman,
this?
I attended the meeting of the Southeast Regional EMS Council when they discussed this very issue, and what they were concerned about was that nurses who were escorting a patient, be it in an ambulance or an air ambulance or an aircraft, but basically escorting a patient outside a hospital would be not covered, because presently they are not covered under their hospital insurance, and so we work in these cases. And concern had been raised previously by the original bill, House Bill 896, did not have any reference to nurses in it, and there was some concern raised by nursing organizations around the state that they be covered during escorts in an aircraft, which is where this originally came from, this particular language. As Mr. Malone indicated, it's a matter of public policy and how far you want to extend liability and immunity.
All right. Are there any motions? Mr. Green?
I'll make a motion to amend the committee substitute. Make it, we're out of committee. Well, I'll put it this way. Report out as a committee substitute, amended version on line 26. Spread the word an aircraft and substitute the word a vehicle. From page 3 of the committee substitute. That's unanimous consent.
Is a vehicle an aircraft?
Is an aircraft a vehicle?
I think so.
Mobile transportation.
Is there a definition? Chairman? Just delete the word in there.
If you look at the ambulance section of the bill, definition back there, ambulance is publicly or privately owned means of conveyance intended to be used, etc. If you substituted the word means of conveyance for aircraft not equipped as an ambulance, it probably would cover most cases that you could think of, including a backpack.
So how does that sound, Mr. Green? How would you read it?
That's fine with me. Good. Would read any nurse who escorts a patient in a conveyance, a means of conveyance intended to be.
Who escorts a patient in any means of conveyance may be held, may be liable for, and that's all you need. In and means of conveyance.
Right, that's all you need.
Okay. My motion that is who escorts a patient in a means of conveyance, not equipped as
any.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Mr. Speaker.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I think you got to leave in the words not equipped as an ambulance, or else your things are going to get pretty badly mixed up here on liability.
Okay. Yep. Then it would read, no registered nurse or licensed practical nurse who escorts a patient by any means of convenience not
equipped as an ambulance may be liable for.
That guy.
Okay. As you have.
Okay, is there objection to Mr. Green's motion to report out Hess Committee Substitute for 896 with the amendment on page 3, line 26, striking the word an aircraft and inserting a means of conveyance instead?
Not equipped as an ambulance.
Okay, is there objection to the motion? If there's no objection, the motion carries. Is there a motion on 897, or is there further?
So moved.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question.
Mr. Guy.
Yeah, I was looking at the how the grants were arrived at, and I don't know how those big figures were figured. How were the figures? What sort of criteria was used to arrive at the figures?
Mr. Scott might be able to answer this question. Guy, he signed the fiscal note here. I don't know what went on in the testing.
Mr. Chairman, the figures were arrived at as a basis based on the grant requests that were received from these particular regions, which we have submitted for federal funding. And basically, they make up the difference between what we expect from federal funds and what the region felt they needed this year. Also based on after some formal review process by the State EMS Advisory Council.
Thank you.
Okay. Any further questions on House Bill 897? If not, is there a motion?
So moved.
All right. Just watching the
motion. Yes, you have a consent.
Report out House Bill 897. And that would include a fiscal note which incorporates a letter of intent that incorporates the fiscal note that's attached. Okay. Is there objection to the motion?
Not the motion carrying.
Get back into the capital budget this afternoon?
No.
I never got into it. That's new.
We've
already
passed. Yeah, we swam right to him. Before we adjourn here, I need to go say, we got a problem with one bill reported out the other day, one grant petition. Allison's got it.
There, why didn't
that was on that bill on it.
Yeah. Can we get treated all right?
I don't know what the hell that other thing is there. I signed it.
It depends if you asked him to put your
I don't know what it is.
The same thing.
Yeah. They can take the choice. They want to change the bill in there.
Oh, this is the Hess Committee.
What did they do in the university?
You signed the Hess Committee report.
Give me that. Give me that. Give me that. Jerry, sign that.
Okay. back last week, we reported out committee substitute for House Bill 558 related to extended leave and medical benefits to temporary employees. And we approved two fiscal notes and we missed one. The one we missed puts on an additional $359,000 for the extended leave. I think that's substantial enough for if people want to change their minds about what was done in that committee substitute, they don't have opportunity to do so.
Yeah, that can be.
Otherwise, they should approve the fiscal note as is. An additional $359 on top of the $868. Well, it's House Bill 558, extending leave to temporary employees. What it's doing, it extends leave and medical benefits to temporary. To me, the medical benefits is a lot more important than leave. But in any event, there is a fiscal note of $359.8 that was not approved by the committee. I don't know where it was. It was lost. Maybe another guy here or something like that. We got the bill out, yeah, but we still got the bill in committee. And what I'm saying is that if people feel like that's a substantial enough difference in what we voted on, then we ought to get the bill back here and change it. But that's what the cost is. Instead of the bill costing $900,000, it's going to cost about $1.2 million.
We'll bring it back.
All right, how many people want to bring the bill back before us? It's an extra $360,000 per year that we didn't know we were getting into when we passed the bill out. How many people want to pull it back in front of us?
Mr. Chairman,
I got five.
Does it mean that we are going to have different bill report and we are going to have another hearing?
Well, I think we have to consider whether we want to leave those benefits in there. If we leave them in there, we've got to accept the fiscal note. See, we left it out. I know what it was. We left it out thinking that was not a part of the accounting system. It is. Because these people pay it on a daily basis, and not on a monthly basis.
Does that matter though? Because we fund those people on the basis of
see, a temporary employee fund, how many working days you have in a budget?
The average employee is 6.7 months.
All right, so if they're requested for 6 months, we fund them for 6 months. In the budget. Right? We give them that much pay for all days and that's so if they take a day off of annual leave and are paid that, it's not an increase, is it? I mean, that money's still in the middle.
But I'm not sure
how many
agencies are requested.
And you guys can fight over the damn budget.
Tell them what those employees had.
You're saying your salary?
I guess you have to fund it because they have to be paid whatever they quit. You have to pay them for the days they didn't work.
We killed them today.
Well, I saw me a contingent liability.
I just don't know if we're bringing back in. That was a
now it's 5-4 and 5 again. Right? Yeah. Back in. Remember, why all people.
Was that
okay. There were five votes to bring it,
You want that thing back?
I'll vote to bring it back.
No, we don't want that.
It's intended by the bill.
I did vote to bring it back, but it didn't.
We can vote not to extend the privilege, you know, the leave and all that kind of stuff to the temporary employees if you don't think it's worth $360,000 a year.
Well, the question is, if we got temporary employees, we put them under. Give them all the benefits.
Well, the medical benefits I think are important. I don't think the damn leave provisions are important at all.
Well, I think if this one was wrong anyway, because I think once employee temporary start getting those benefits, you won't find it temporary probably very.
Well, that's one of the legitimate purposes of this bill.
You'll find it by voting permanent employees.
It's not chicken feed, $360,000 every year from now on.
In any event, that we make that decision, we're going to bring it back to committee.
Yeah, but we still got it in committee. We reported it out, but it hadn't gone to rules.
We don't have to bring it back to make the decision not to go with that fiscal number. We want to bring it back, pass it around 2 or 3 hours, and we got to bring it back.
What happens though if the fiscal note isn't even correct?
It is correct.
The fiscal note is correct. We just didn't adopt it. Because I thought for a minute we'd forgotten about it. The fact of the matter is, we just figured that that was an unfunded liability under the state's accounting system, so that we didn't have to put it to approve the fiscal budget. But it isn't because, I guess, because temporaries get paid on a daily basis. So it would have to be a funded liability, I think. Alright. Okay, let's have one more vote, okay? Everybody that wants to reconsider this bill in the light of this new fiscal note, please raise their hand. It looks suspiciously like four. Okay, all opposed, raise your hand.
Just let the bill go out.
Duncan,
you win again.
Does that
anything to do with me?
No more than anybody else.
The word
on the street is.
All right. The pre-conference committee, there's been a lot of talk that one of the members of the Senate pre-conference committee is very anxious to have it get started right away. However, it appears that his other two fellow members are going to Chicago tomorrow for several days. So they're embarrassed because they can't demand an immediate pre-conference committee. I guess what that means is that people want to keep plowing into the capital budget, especially since I didn't announce it. I guess we're going to take off. We have to start into this seriousness tomorrow. There is one thing I'd like to get back.
What did you do yesterday?
We got to social services. The stuff is still open.
Who's keeping track of it?
Before we get out of here, there's one motion I want to make. The Shishmaref water tank that will desalinization plant. Okay, last night we called some people who make these things, and the long and short of the thing is that NACAC was right and I was wrong. And you can get one of those things up there for about $140,000 at the most. I'd like to move that we add that in there with the understanding that once we get the real figure from the manufacturer, that we'll come back in and adjust it, and I don't want to forget it. Is there objection to that motion? Okay. no objection that will be added into the education capital budget bill later. Okay, how about, have people looked at those bond issues now?
I've done with mine.
Okay, you ready to go with
it? I'm ready to go with mine.
Okay, Ernie, what's the status of that?
I guess we'll the education tomorrow morning. We've got a bill and we've got a fiscal note and all the little kids get education over there.
Okay, so you ought to be ready with that
tomorrow
this week.
Morning, we'll get together. I talked to Charlie. He just got back last night.
Morning.
Yeah. I guess you guys can make it.
What time?
9 o'clock.
Where?
Down at Charlie's.
Okay. All right. Well, case dismissed. First matter to take up would be House Bill 54. There was somebody here who is Lynn.
Mr. Chairman, just in case if I could, in case some of the members may have forgotten it before. Any substitute for House Bill 54 is a holdover from last year and. Judiciary Committee reported out second committee substitute for House Bill number 54. Mr. Bradley and I attempted to hang an amendment on it, and when it was on the floor and the decision was made to send the bill and the amendment to Finance Committee, not because we found anything wrong with the bill, but because of the land title and as far as subcommittee working on the land. We don't need 54. And so
next one is big thing.
This is my recommendation. I have an amendment here.
You have that Mike Miller's amendment. Yeah. Timber sale amendment. Okay. That's I got that. Okay. Pat, you wanna say a few words on House Bill 54? Okay, it's an old bill.
Yeah, right.
I just it has to do with reporting. Thank you. I think it's pretty exact.
Essentially, Section 1 of the bill just allows you to, that when you're doing a sale, that you can do it in the district where it's located or in an adjacent recording district. The problem we're finding out is that the recording districts were set up under old federal law. They're just not aligned with the way the population is. Sometimes we'll have a situation where land is sold in a certain area and the closest big town is in another recording district. It would be obviously much better to be able to advertise and to hold the sale in those areas. For instance, we just had a sale in Prudhoe Bay. We had to fly 11 people up to Prudhoe Bay to conduct the sale, plus all the people who were bidding on the whole thing. Section 2 of the bill converts from a monetary value to a volume or quantity value for negotiated sales of timber or materials. The value of $5,000 was equal to 25,000 cubic yards about a year ago, 2 years ago. Now the prices are going up, and as the prices go up, we get out of line. We get lower and lower and lower as to the amount we can say. So that's what Section 2 is. Section 3 and Section 4 have to do with the timber salvage, or log timber salvage, and it allows us to give permits for timber salvage without having to cruise the timber, without having to assess the value. Timber salvage, what we're looking at is giving somebody a permit for a certain area and then they can pick up everything in the area. And that's just generally the way, the practice that is being presently utilized in other areas that have salvage. The present system and the way the law reads now, we have to essentially do a cruise of the temporary visas and then limit it. I've seen Representative Miller's amendment, and if you'd like me to speak on that, we're essentially it would go to a negotiated timber sale in areas of high unemployment. What we're talking about here is Haynes and the department. I won't go to the merits of it, and I'll let Mike do that, but the department is in favor of this amendment. And I'll answer any questions that
Do you feel that the bill needs any further amendment other than what's reflected in the second committee substitute?
No.
Are there further questions, Mr. Swartz?
I don't have any on first reading of the bill, and it doesn't. I don't have any feeling on the bill. I think that probably the increase in the 25,000 cubic yards or wood pulp or whatever, or in the 25,000 board feet. Did I read that?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't have any question with that. I don't, on first blush, I don't have anything in the emergency sale, but I have some concern about negotiated timber sales in areas of high unemployment. Mr. Chairman, there are waste in areas of in timber and in my district in the interior where a timber sale has, if we were going to use that as an area for timber sale, there might have been, if we draw down a line, and there might be a little spur out here that where we've left a small patch of timber, and there might be a employment level fairly decent in the area, but we would, by not, if we could negotiate that small sale in that corner that had been left, we could do that on an individual basis. If we don't do it, if we just tie it to an area, say Haynes, of high unemployment, where that's necessary, and I think a person would realize that, I think that also in any area where we could pick up a small patch of timber in the area of it wouldn't be wasted, we should do that. And we might, I think that would be a real addition to the bill of eliminating that word of high unemployment.
Mr. Swanson's concerns are, I believe, are addressed in this section 2 of 54, which allows us to negotiate timber sales, small timber sales of that type, up to 500,000 board feet. In fact, those are the type of situations we utilize that section or that section of existing law for.
This amendment then, where?
This amendment goes to a long-term sale with a, we're talking about a lot more timber than that. We're talking about up to a 25-year sale. Using the negotiated sale down here.
In an area like Haynes then, if you could negotiate a sale of more than 25,000 board feet.
Correct. If these factors exist.
That's not much. If you're not familiar with logging terms, Mr. Chairman, if you see an ordinary logging truck out here, that's just 3 truckloads of logs. And that's not very many logs. 25,000 board feet is high limits rule. So we're not talking about anything that's anything extraordinary here when you say 25,000 board feet.
How much is 25,000 board feet?
It's 500,000 board feet is what we're talking about. And it's not a very big sale.
I'm a little lost since I took my copies
off. It's down on line 27 of the bill.
500,000 board feet.
Yeah, and even that is not very much timber. I couldn't tell you how many cords it translates into, or how many trees.
Probably about 40 truckloads.
No.
Okay. Not very many logs.
Are there further questions on the second committee substitute? We do have an amendment. Do the members have the proposed amendment by Miller and Duncan? It should be in the bill folder. Okay. Okay, if there's nothing further, Mr. Freeman.
I'm just going to move an amendment in the bill.
Okay, Mike was here. I wouldn't know whether he wanted to talk on it or not.
Mr. Freeman's going to move an amendment. I'm not to talk.
Thank you, Pat.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Okay, Mr. Freeman.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that we report out the Finance Committee substitute for second, the committee substitute for House Bill number 54 by Judiciary Committee, including the amendment proposed by Mr. Miller.
All right. There's objection to the motion.
That would
add a new section 4, and it would renumber the existing sections 4 and 5 to sections 5 and 6. Oh, okay. Respectively. Is there objection to the motion? If there's no objection, the motion carries. Okay. Here comes a bill report.
Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. All right. We were at Hill. Yeah. Ministry of Disease. Took X-ray machine.
You can take care of them, can't you?
Red.
Well, it'd be helping.
Okay.
Jim, you're too late. The amendment passed.
Yeah, that's all the help.
Yeah, it's a trouble. All right.
Use that washing.
All right. First, looking at the governor and the governor and the Senate figures, the Coke X-ray machine, I kind of lost track of what that, I remember they were sending us letters, but I can't remember. You got something on that, Rick? Okay, it's on the health, have we got this?
Page 15.
Short
15.
And that's what that is. Yeah. That's an explanation. Okay, the Toke X-ray machine, Red, do you know anything about that?
Pardon?
Do you know anything about the Toke X-ray machine?
Well, I was going to put in a... when we got to that... $90,000 for that addition on that room, which would have included the Toke X-ray stuff, I think. I got all the backup either here or down my office.
There's $100,000 in there, Rick.
That takes care of it.
You're $10,000 better off than your offer, so you better quit.
Does that include the X-ray machine?
Pardon?
Does that include the X-ray machine?
Yeah, well, I don't have those exact figures here, but I had $90,000 in there last year.
That's it. They got 100 in here.
I got 100 and a quarter count X-ray machine. If 100 counts the X-ray machine, maybe we're gonna whip out,
well,
fire it out of there.
I can't tell you exactly without going back over the figures now.
Okay.
But there was a request for an addition to the building.
I remember that. We put it in. It was vetoed, right?
Yeah. But it was more than just for the X-ray machine. We asked only just the first time for stretchers and
Well, let's get the X-ray machine for sure. I'll move that.
Okay. What page are we on?
Well, we're on page 15 of this little short book. And
so
what's
the yellow one page?
No. Yellow one. Christ, well, it wouldn't appear anywhere, I don't guess, because sure it was a request and it wasn't in the governor's budget. So unless we have some backup for it, we'll have it.
What do you want to move? The 125?
No, 25 is what we got. Then the 100 comes up later on.
Yeah.
right in this little short.
Yeah, I got
Susie,
it.
Right here.
Toke Clinic.
Yeah. It says a Toke X-ray machine. First thing on the page. Page 15 of the short.
Okay.
Okay. Is objection to 25 correct? Okay, if not. There are several API items which were approved by the governor and the Senate. They appear in the yellow book, page 24. I don't see how it would be any very much objection to those. Does anybody have any objection to those six items? Carpeting, shed, light fixtures, exterior painting, climate control, which is, I guess, air conditioning, and waste incinerator. Okay, I'd move those in. There's no objection, they'll be adopted. Okay. I would, let's see, we then come to the Senate additions. I know about the Shishmaref Clinic. It burned. They need a replacement. And I'd move that Shishmaref Clinic. 65.3. Okay. Is there objection? Not. That'll be accepted. What about these other ones? Anybody know anything about the other ones?
I know the one we get out and sell over.
Their request, I believe, was for around 200.
No, it was 110,000. The breakdown on was they let bid. They had $121,000 or $121,400.
Oh, they got some NDA funds.
Yeah, and the bid was $185.90, so they're $60,000 short for the building. And there's an X-ray in there, and then there's $10,000 for sidewalks, and apparently the Senate cut out the $10,000 sidewalks.
Right. And you want to move that then, Lee?
Yeah, I'll move the 110, and you can dicker with it.
All right, let's see here.
Which would include the building, is a building built in 1939, and what they're doing at remodel.
Yeah. All right.
Community.
Are there any other items in there that people feel constrained to move on?
Well, I'll move on the Toke Clinic. It's in there. Because that's the one we had in last year and he took it out.
Well, okay.
Senate put in $100,000, I would move the same figure for the house. Just agreed with them.
Well, was that, did that include the... All right, okay. Did you have any backup at all on that ridge?
Yeah. I got the plans and the all the waiting room and the whole thing. I've got everything from last year, because that's why I said...
I usually have those things, but I don't have anything to tote.
I've either got it there, I've got it in my file here, but I have a total backup for that addition on that building and everything. Okay. It's exactly the same thing we used last year.
Okay. Leo, if you transfer that to Milk, so that the governor will have something and gets out his knife. All right, the motion's been made to Toke. The objection to the Toke one? Okay. Is there... Are there other motions on this?
Representative Anderson has his staff here on this Gillingham ambulance. I was trying to compare it with the bill that we just passed yesterday, 895, 97, where there will be a coordinated effort between Bristol Bay, Yukon Kuskokwim, and Bering Strait and Southern Regions. On this project, they're asking for $32,025 for ambulance service in Dillingham. I wonder what that this has in relation to the EMS program that we reported out yesterday.
Well, I don't know. However, an offhand observation is they didn't like it that that'll pass the Senate or any other bill will pass the Senate, so I think we're just wasting it.
Well, I'll move their figure then, 32.
Have they got any backup there?
Right here.
Okay, you want to quickly give that to them? $30,000 for a spay clinic in Anchorage. There is objection. All right. Is there further discussion?
Well, Mr. Chairman, this would be a pilot program that.
We got lots of cats and dogs running around.
Especially in my district, I'm supporting this bill because every time I go door to door, I get bitten by a dog. So.
Yeah, what's that?
No, I
didn't. Maybe we need a dental clinic.
No, in all seriousness, Mr. Chairman, it is a problem in the Anchorage area, and a lot of people have been trying to work on this. It's not just the SPCA, it's a lot of people, and the amount is just a token amount that the legislature will be contributing to. And I have a full stack of reports that is available, and I will submit it to you shortly.
I oppose the motion on the basis that I believe it's a municipal responsibility, not a state responsibility. They got a problem with dogs, I think I'll take care of themselves. But anyway, this is my view. That,
now, this would be a private entity that is helping out. The municipality has its own program, but they don't seem to be able to take care of everything. So the SPCA has been trying to curtail some of the problem, and this is the project that they're doing. I'm hoping, and I think this will be the only gesture the legislature would be providing to that project, because it's just something that they want to try out, see if it works.
Okay. Is there further comment on the spay clinic? Okay.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'm on behalf of the two little old ladies that my secretary said, if you want to talk to Swanson, you've got to come at 6 o'clock in the morning and in his office. And at 6 o'clock in the morning, they showed up. And they told me that they were in a nonprofit organization that handled a multitude of problems with the in the city of Anchorage, and that they had some problems with the veterinarians because they were being able to do the work a little bit cheaper and a little more reasonable than the vets, and they said they had ironed that problem out. They said that they put on bake sales and the lady that worked in the flower shop was donating a reasonable amount of her income to take care of the clinic. And I told them that I would convey that message to the House Finance Committee when the bill came up. And I did ask them why they just didn't get into the real business and go at it full bore and ask for a small business loan. And they said, well, at their age, they didn't want to do that. Anyway, if two people, I think, that would get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and come and lay their problem before any member of this legislature deserves my vote, and I'm gonna support the film on that basis.
Alright, is there further comment on the motion? Alright, all in favor of the motion, please raise your hand. Alright, all opposed? Alright, Bill,
I went with the
women. Now, we got 9 people here and I can count but 8 votes. All in favor of the motion, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All opposed.
4, 5. There's 5 here. 2, 4, 5.
No, can't vote.
4, 5.
Can't vote. Wait a minute.
There's 10 of us
here.
Yeah.
There's
5 and 5.
10. There's 10 of us here, Mr. Chairman. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 of
you didn't count yourself, eh?
Yeah, I did. I didn't see the 3 or 4. All right. All in favor of the motion. One, try it one more time. Raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4. All opposed.
No, 5. There's 5.
Where's 5?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
All right. All opposed to the motion. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Motion fails. All right.
Well, we can't trust.
Let's move that we've not put it in the budget.
All right.
Well,
okay.
Well, I'll write them a little letter.
He's trying.
Well, that's only a second. I'm not going to meet on Sunday. We're not going to charge money for it. All right, we're still on page 15.
I have a small request, but I don't have any backup for it.
Okay, let's go down.
There was a phone call, and then Joe McKinnon came to me with the request also. The Juno Health Clinic had a door blown off. It talked to me this morning. Clear off the whole thing, and they don't have anybody to put it back on. They've got it hung up there somehow, and they can't go in and out. They need $2,000. I just brought that up because I didn't want to not bring it up. But I don't even know if this is a proper place for it, and I don't know why they can't find $2,000. Do you know anything about it, Mel? Joe McKinnon came to us.
Anyway, Joe McKinnon came to me and said,
here in town?
Yeah, when you put it in, be good. What's Joe about that?
He's probably, he's gone.
Maybe he's wife, my wife had a disease.
His wife works for him.
Oh, did his wife work there?
Yeah.
That must be why. I don't have any backup, so I just wanted to bring it up if you don't think if you didn't
well,
have any backup.
Well, I do.
Kind of hard.
I think we can handle that in a free conference.
This would be
a serious problem.
I wanted to tell Joe that he brought it up.
Brought it up.
that count against McKenna's quota or yours?
It's not going to count against mine because I'm not pushing.
All right.
That's McKenna.
Okay.
I have a question before we leave this category.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, I had a request for some.
What are we doing for some money?
You probably have the same thing for that senior citizen building out of Fairbanks, 33 miles out of Fairbanks. Did you get a copy of that letter from somebody?
Yeah, I got a copy of that.
Would it be in this category here?
I'm not going to support any appropriation. I don't think it would be in the health or the need.
Okay.
It would be in social services. We got that guy some money on the basis that he was going to use it and construct his own place, and he didn't. He just kept the money, and the place wasn't built at all, and he wants essentially the state building a senior citizen's home out there, and they don't need it.
Okay.
They've only got
about 8 cents. I think I got a copy of the letter that came to you.
Well, I don't know. I'm not going to support it.
Your district.
I know. I'm still not.
Okay. Yeah. Just a little more for me.
Thank you. We did. So it's on a new committee.
Okay, well, it hasn't been across yet, and apparently Jim Rose is out of it.
Okay. What will we entertain for the other one? Okay. Is there anything else that people want to take up in the area of disease? Mr. Guy.
I understand we are on page 15.
Yeah, we are.
In that case, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Macon was going to bring up the name for the clinic at Tuxedo Bay. I had that bill introduced last year, and it's been moving very slowly. And as per the previous discussion of this committee, which agreed to the fact that we would consider it at this at the time when we take up the capital budget. So therefore, Mr. Chairman, I move that we an appropriation for a Tuxedo Bay Clinic in the amount of $170,000. Mr. Chairman, I had made the information for the construction of that clinic available to Mr. Makins. However, he's not here at this time. And I just called down to the office to see if the secretary could find a copy of that information which was made available to me for relating to construction costs by Mr. Holden.
Was that? Is that a bill that's in this committee?
Well, I'm not sure. It might be. I was sort of looking, but I didn't find it. I would rather just stick it in the budget bill here, Mr. Chairman, if possible.
Well, I know. I was looking more for the backup bill.
Oh, the.
Yeah, I think.
Mr. Chairman,
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Macon asked the backup.
I don't have it with me at the time.
Well, was it $170,000? Was that just the construction cost?
Yeah, right. The inflation. When Mr. Holden gave me the information, construction date was intended to be this year. However, the bill moved rather too slow. Earlier this year, when Meekins was working on those projects, I spoke with him, and he said he could render his assistance in getting this amount into the capital budget.
Did the Department of Transportation know about those figures?
Yeah, Mr. Holden did, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, with the understanding that we'll have to get some backup, is there a motion on...
I made a motion, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Is there objection to the motion then?
How much was it, though?
170. Are they going to provide service to... What else is out there? Marshall and all that?
A couple of years ago, they wrote me a letter wanting to get a clinic. If they have a clinic, it probably is inadequate. It's on Nelson Island.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Tunic can use it.
No, Tunic is about a mile and a half away from
Fairfield. Right, yeah, but I mean, Tunic could use that clinic, right?
Well, if necessary, possibly so. But those two are different recognized communities.
No, but they don't reach up neither. They're just a mile and a half away. They don't need each other.
Well, Mr. Chairman, a mile and a half to 2 miles is quite a distance. The two communities have their own health aides, they have their own schools there, and they have their own alternate health aides, and they have their own council. They are recognized individually as villages by the Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act.
Is there a clinic in Tunica?
Yeah. Not to my knowledge, Mr. Chairman. But if there is, nobody's has complained to me about the inadequacy of it. But I have been assuming that they do have one and it's functional. I haven't heard any correspondence from them.
Is there a road between Tunic and Texas Bay?
Well, it's not a road, it's only a trail. They can go across if they take some time. Well, by snow would probably take about a half hour, depending on the weather and the time of the year.
Okay. Anyway, is there any objection to the motion? $40,000. There's no objection, motion carried.
Well,
okay, either
yesterday or today.
Okay.
There's
nothing further on natural resources.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, on health.
Mr. Chairman, did the Kip clinic get into that discussion before?
There was a letter here. But no, it isn't.
Okay.
It hasn't been mentioned maybe this time. Have you got any details on it?
Well, it's, the only details I had was a letter that I think my staff made available to you. The existing health clinic that they're using is a school that was built, an old school that was built in 1930. That building is not properly insulated or heated. And falling apart, and I'm not sure how much more use it's got, and the people there would like to build a new clinic for their health delivery needs in that village.
I guess what I'm getting at is what. Has anybody ever tried to get buy these things pre-built, sort of, so you get them up there to the villages on barges or something? That seems to make a lot of sense. Has anybody ever done that?
Sure, they put them up on the medical buildings. They put them up on the slope.
and they're equipped with everything. Restroom, hospital emergency type, they're just the trailer type things, but they do have them. At the time, I think I went up to the camera.
Mr. Chairman, the only thing I know about is that there are several lumber supplies in Anchorage that provide a basic plan for health clinics that have been used with community regional affairs grants in the past. And they do have a package there.
Has anybody ever looked into this, maybe the notion that certainly some of the smaller villages that use some kind of trailer thing? Mm-hmm. That's what you're talking about.
You remember we talked about this last year when I wanted an architect in here so we could sit down and draw a set of plans.
It was 2 years ago. I'm going to know that. You're talking about the school plan.
I'm talking about the name here. I could sit down and draw some of these because I had, in fact, it was a takeoff of this Hope thing.
All right.
Anyway.
Okay. Is there a motion?
What's the figure?
Well, the figure used by the Senate is $100,000. I don't know whether there's no backup or anything like that.
For Kipner?
Yeah. It's put in by the Senate. It's not in the request or just in the other place.
Yeah, I see that.
You knew what the demand was, double wide. Is this include equipment, or is this just a facility? Is this include?
Well, as far as they've got an existing clinic now with equipment in it, and what they do is that they build a new one and just move equipment that they've got into the new building. This would not include equipment.
The one in Tucson, they don't have a clinic there, do they?
Okay. Okay. Okay, is there a motion for the Kipner Clinic?
Mr. Chairman, I'll move the figure.
All right. Is there objection? Okay, if not, motion carries. All right. Is there anything further in Hill?
Mr. Chairman,
I
have a copy of the letter here from Mr. Holden here, to which I referred earlier. May I read it throughout? I'll read the body of it. The cost estimations for Tucson Bay Health Center, which you request our office prepare, include several assumptions, which are as follows. One, the construction would take place in 78, that's this year, like I mentioned earlier. It would be a one-story frame structure, 3 1-hour rated construction throughout, whatever that is. 4, good piling foundation, 5, solid ground gravelly sand, 6, complies with all Department of Health and Social Services requirements, 7, gross building area is 150 square feet. The cost for this facility shown as square foot cost, 151.7 per square foot for construction, 2 total construction cost plus 123,878, probably possibly for free, he didn't explain. Total cost would be
170,109.
Mm-hmm.
Phil, could you get a copy of that letter to Bill?
I'll do that.
Okay, just sometime. Okay, thank you. Okay, no objection, we'll go to natural resources. All right. what is the land surveying doing in Capitol Budget? Why is that in Capitol Budget not in operating? Question about the fact that we need a one-time appropriation, but it isn't a capital appropriation at all.
Well, Mr. Chairman,
is it? Yeah,
I'm reading from this book here, and that's all the information I see. Identify, erect monuments, plot, and record land title documents related to the truly unappropriated and unsurveyed state land project related to AS 3808.410 and 3804.5. Homesteads and home sites. Funding is provided for 1 year of the program in order to survey 100,000 acres of homestead tracts with 6,000 acres for home site parcels. All I know.
Well, it sounds like his body, doesn't it?
Well, I imagine it's...
I wish I could find it.
It'd have to be in the natural resource budget document. Yeah.
What's RDF meaning?
They're pulling that out of.
But that should, that's nevertheless should be in the
operating. Yeah, I think it should too. It ought to be broken out separately, like we did those other guys we gave. Why is they going to hire every surveyor in the whole western United States in here?
This kind of hiring bodies out of the renewable resource fund, it just didn't, I don't think.
Does this appear under other, when they total up the total down here, other fund? Do you know
I think it comes out as general fund. It's on this, where you have just some three digits.
Does he count that? I don't think so, because if you look at it, no, they don't. They don't, because just look at the total here. See? The
26.
So you can tell.
That's outrageous.
Okay.
Remember we said earlier, we're just 10 million and taking 10 million to the capital budget out of that.
Yeah. But he's counting this as his other fund.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
lower the other fund. Yeah.
Okay, there are a number of capital projects that are funded through the Renewable Resource Fund, and evidently the Senate left them in there already to put things of their own in there. The way I read what this committee's done so far is that we're not doing this kind of stuff. I don't know we'll take it out of general funds. We don't take it out of renewable resources, particularly since we've got a bill that makes some provisions.
Some of this stuff we've got in bond issues I see appear here now. That Gina is here. If it's in a bond issue, you can't rub it out. In the capital budget, you can't.
Well, we don't have any bond issues yet.
Well,
first of all,
we're not going to have any.
The Okay, what do you think? You got, yeah.
My own personal viewpoint is that the original renewable resource going the way it was, wasn't intended to be a grab bag for things that couldn't get out of budget management. But apparently they allowed this to happen in certain areas and categories of the natural resource budget. Red, I think we made it kind of a policy that you want to keep those funds, the general funds, and leave the renewable resource bill alone. I kind of, that's, I really believe that that's the way it should be happening. However, something might change now with the other bill, the way it's there was about $18 million in that fund, and I understand that in the appropriation bill there was something like $10 million appropriated against that 18 or 19 million. Am I right, Bob?
All right.
Yes, sir.
I checked with Ron Lynn to try to determine what priority was used as far as capital projects with our concern being funded out of renewable resources, and basically there wasn't. There wasn't any set of criteria used to determine what projects would be funded out of renewable resources. It appears that particular types of hardware with regard to hatch reconstruction and stuff like that seem to, my eyes anyway, get more of a priority than other projects, but there really apparently isn't any hard and fast rule, so it's really largely up to your discretion.
Mr. Chairman?
Well, now what would be, I don't think it would be consistent with the bill that we've passed out to start doing that on the management of renewable resources. I'm going to start with, would it?
No.
As I remember, I have to go back and look at it, but as I remember, this would be inconsistent with what the House has announced as policy for the renewable resources fund.
I don't see how this is a capital improvement.
No.
I don't think you could bond for this. I don't know that.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of other stuff in here, though, besides these bikes.
Well, I was just going to relate to something like Bob was saying. For instance, in the Hidden Falls hatch reconstruction, they've got a figure in here for $650,000 for that hydro unit. And I asked the question consistently of the Federation director why that wasn't a part of the bid component. You know, they're under construction right now,
yeah.
And they only have half of their appropriated funds spent. It would seem to me they would take that money, that if they were in that case short, and do those jobs complete. As I understand, and I've talked to people outside of the administration about this particular item, that it's the logical thing to do is to put it in the original construction. I don't know what they're doing out there now. If they're building it and planning on putting a bunch of other kind of equipment in there, I haven't got that answer to that question. But if they're under construction, some of this stuff is going to have to be in concert, I guess you call it, with it. Well, they'll have a facility out there and no energy. They couldn't buy a diesel plant, could they, Oral? For that, you know more about that than I do, $650,000, that's a pretty big plant, all right, but...
$650,000
won't buy you
that big of...
Oh, well, I think hydro equipment, the first cost would be more expensive, yeah. But over the long haul, it would turn out to be better. Yeah.
Okay, I would suggest that we just simply don't fund anything out of the renewable resources fund. The House has spoken to how it wants that fund administered. I think it looks foolish for us to pass a bill out of it saying it ought to be administered one way, and here we are spending all the money out of it in the next breath. That's what it looks to me like.
We're also, like I just mentioned, we're replacing something they weren't able to get into the original bid specification. They're coming into the capital budget for it.
Well, I would, if that's a motion, I'd amend it to say that you don't at this point fund it at all, I'd like to see some backup as to, first of all, whether they're going to hire state employees to do this, or they're going to contract it out. What is their approach to it? I'd like to know. This is the only information I have. I wouldn't want to vote on a $2 million appropriation from the general fund.
It certainly appears to me that
more chairman than that.
We've got the detail sheet, but in most instances, you don't do it a lot in detail.
Well, this, the first item here to me, debt, which has been taken up in operating budget, free contract. I think we want to decide.
Well, it appears to me that they took everything out of this budget that we put in it on the House side, other than just what the governor requested. We put some things in there for shellfish and some reconnaissance work between
that was in the operation budget.
Okay.
Not all of it was, right?
It's funny,
it doesn't seem logical to me that the
if they left our
that this survey should come out of renewable resource. That makes no sense. Number one, number two, I don't see why in the hell it's what the hell it's doing in the capital improvement budget. But I would like to see the money in there somewhere. For the simple reason that we can't give them a bad time for not turning loose land on one hand and give them no money to do it on the other.
Yeah, I think you want to run the record saying they're going to do that.
I agree it has to go in.
Well, isn't there some money appropriated on the bill that we passed?
Yeah, that was something else.
Yeah. For surveyors and people like that, I don't quite remember.
Well, that was to help them get their backlog cleared up all
the time. Oh, you certainly straighten it out in free copy. Yeah. I wouldn't be a party to eliminate it.
Mr. Chairman, simply put, you can't give them hell for not putting out land and then not give them money to pay the survey. Every program that they have so far, first the home site bill, the people who get the home site have to pay them for the survey, so you get the money back. If they sell it, you get a heck of a lot more. So any way you approach it, it's a good investment as far as the state's concerned. They don't lose any money, but I can't see it being in capital improvement. I can't see it coming out.
The figure zero has been, did we move it?
I moved it.
If we didn't move it, Mr. Green now moves it. Is the objection to the zero? With the understanding that we will come in at the free conference and take care of it out of general fund money in the operating budget. Okay. Or we'll at least address the problem. Okay, there's no objection tonight. The next item is a building for the Geological and Geophysical Survey and Division of Oil and Gas of $500,000. The Senate apparently approves only $25,000, which is a big what? Rental or something like that?
It's actually planning fund. That was something that the department was going to take care of the main planning project.
Okay, I moved 25,000
plan.
Okay, there's no objection
to what she needs. There is an intent from the Senate here that says planning funds only remain.
Okay, Chena River wreck area. Is that more than the state? They're trying to turn over the borough or something like that.
Yes, this is
right. Is that the same one as some years?
Right.
Yeah, it is.
Is Geo part of it? I don't have an idea.
Because it was said we had on the Geo. More than half would be 225. They put it 270. Maybe that's all, maybe they've got less federal funding than
maybe sure all
okay. Well, maybe that was just wrong up here. I guess it was, Bob, because that's it. They just had it wrong here because the 225 doesn't have a 550.
Yeah, right.
That's what it is. All right. Okay. Okay. Move the Chena River Rec area then in the amount of 275.4. That will, should. Silver King Wayside.
Sure was, you only have four backs. He's getting bigger.
Now, take care of more people.
All right.
Where's this place at?
I don't know. I think it's Kenai. Kenai? All right.
What's the
cot? The 23rd. Where's the
which one are you on?
Silver King Wayside.
There's a whole group of these things down to Hot.
There on the Kenai. Isaac Walton Wayside, that's on the Kenai. King Mountain. I don't know where that is.
No, there's a you on those waysides?
Yeah.
Down to
Silver
Mirror
King.
Lake. Okay, down to Mirror Lake. These are items that were allowed both by the governor and the Senate. I don't have any druthers one way or the other.
I'll move it.
Down where?
Object. Second.
What's that? Well, I got a couple of footpads I want to add into this thing if we're on
no
footpads
way.
Now.
Well, we don't. All right, let's take them one at a time. Silver King. If nobody moves them, they ain't going to be in there. Okay, Silver King. Is objection to Silver King, 424.6, all right. Isaac Walton.
I'm with it.
Okay. Hearing no objection, motion to carry it. King Mountain Wayside. That means the river.
I object to Isaac Walton.
Better
ask him. Going against subsistence.
I move it.
Okay. Hearing no objection. King Mountain is in parks, restrooms, alteration.
Now, I have a question. Mm-hmm. Now, are we going to go with that bond? We crank that stuff and code it against the bond. If it's not, if we're not going to come out of here with that bond issue, then I want to crank it in here because this is where it should be.
Kodiak?
Yep.
They got restrooms?
Where?
How much is it?
Wayside 25 and a boat ramp 60.
Put it in here. I'll move 25 for Wayside jobs.
Well, wait a minute, Red. Why did we get through with these things?
Okay. Well, this should be.
Just hold it.
Okay.
Okay. Parks, restrooms, alterations, handicap parking. All right. Is there a motion on that? Yeah, there's a motion on it.
Yeah.